as it became obvious what you were both facing with this situation, I imagine there were a lot of people in family relationships, be they married couples or be they siblings or whomever, obviously parents and children. The stress on the family relationship must be enormous. Tell me what this did in terms of your marriage, how you dealt with it in terms of dealing with obviously the sad part of it, the difficult part of it, but how you dealt with it as a married couple, as two people in a family situation, within obviously the whole crisis wrought by this disease. How did you guys get through it?
And I'll answer, and then I'll make sure that there's time for Chuck to answer too, because there's actually two sides to that story. But first of all, like I said, we knew about my dad's Alzheimer's, and we actually put him in the nursing home just weeks before Chuck and I got married. And so our marriage has always been defined by caregiving. The marriage towards the end of Mom's life started taking a back seat. But Chuck and I have a very, very strong relationship, and it allowed us to carry through. But Alzheimer's is a very divisive disease amongst family members. I hear that all the time on different support groups from other people that I've personally known, because you're absolutely spot on, because it's so stressful that there is a lot of separation amongst family. What Alzheimer's did in my family, though, is it actually reconciled me with my sister. We had been at odds with each other for a long time, and two of the Beatitudes talk about persecution. And when there's a rift between family members, that's certainly a form of persecution. And so I devote a chapter to talk about forgiveness. And ultimately, 4 weeks before my mom passed away, my sister and I got it right. And this is, you know, she's 61 and I'm 58. We have the most beautiful relationship, and that's gone on to impact other family members to reconcile broken relationships as well. So when God's in the center of it, and when you can be encouraged as a caregiver to keep God in the center of it and realize that there's still beauty in caregiving, then it doesn't have to be as divisive in some circumstances. It just kind of depends on the underlying situation. But it is a very, very stressful situation, and it does hinder and break apart family units.
Chuck, what's your take on this? How did you deal with it as an individual?
Oh, it's an emotional roller coaster. There's loneliness and sadness and anger. I have been so angry at the disease, and I hope that your listeners will get involved with Alzheimer's of New England, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. They have walks every year to raise money for research. Maybe people would feel that they could contact their representatives and ask that more be set aside, more money be directed toward Alzheimer's research. I hope that people will go to CherylCrowfootKnapp.com and they can check all of the things. Cheryl took 2 years to research and write this book, and it's important to us to put out God's word on what it feels like to be a caregiver. It is such a roller coaster that I don't even have time to describe how difficult and angry and heartbreaking it is.
Yeah.
And ultimately, in the end, to release her to God and to then see this book, Undefeated Innocence, come forward as a living tribute to Alzheimer's victims everywhere.
It's kind of tough to say, but I think it must be said, since our population is aging, we're
yep.
going to have more Alzheimer's situations emerging. And I think it's really, even if you don't think you're going to be directly affected by this disease, chances are you will know someone in your life, particularly as we all get older, that will will be affected by this disease in one way or another, either directly or have a family member or a friend affected mm-hmm. by it. So I think your experience, the both of you, this book will certainly serve as a guidepost for a lot of people about how to deal with it on so many levels.